Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and blessings, greetings and blessings. I am coming to you live from Transcending Sankofa. I am your host, Yahshua. I come with divine love in mind. And first of all, I want to introduce myself. I'm just going to say greetings and blessings to all who have the frequency to listen. You receive when you have the frequency. The frequency. I understand that everyone is not going to listen to me, and I am not going to listen to everyone. There has to be a frequency, a connection. But we here at Sankofa and Infinity, we are dedicated to that truth, to that one truth that frees an individual from his or herself and awakens him or her to a pathway of a new experience, which enables them to see through the mist to eternal and changeless spiritual reality. It is not our intention to shift. It is our intention to shift and provoke the thoughts of all who may come to hear. We love the seeds of divinity. Therefore, we must share with divine love in mind. And that's the only way I can go. Divine love in mind. I understand that a lot of things, a lot of events are going on in the world, and that's okay, it's in the world. But you have to come to a space within your own mind or within the mind of all and realize this is how you live in the world and not be of the world. If you are of this world, then you will speak the things of this world, and you will talk to worldly things. If you are not of this world, you will see the laws of nature working the way that it needs to work. You will get yourself out of the way and allow the things to take place as they are, because you have to understand that we are all creating our own reality. At the end of the day, we are all creating our own realities. I understand that a lot of us, and the reason why I say us is because we are all connected. We are all connected. I have compassion. Now, I understand a lot of us are being sucked into the emotional pool of lower consciousness or the lower nature of things, because there is a lower nature. This is why we have the law of polarity. You cannot have clarity without contrast, and you can't have contrast without clarity. So there is a bigger picture behind the little picture that we think we perceive and see. I challenge all who may be listening and all who are listening as far as the archives, I challenge you to sit with yourself. I'm always talking about sitting with yourself. Sit with yourself and get yourself out of the TV, the Facebook, social media. Get with yourself, because at the end of the day, the only reason that you may feel the way you feel because of how that relationship is within yourself. Now, in my last talk, I talked about the importance of establishing a relationship with the divine that is within you, with that cause, with that indestructible, absolute, self-existent cause that is within you. Because outside of that relationship, there is no other relationship other than what you create. Other than what you create. And a lot of times, a lot of people create by default. They have not come to know themselves. Now, how is it that one must come to know themselves? I said this in another show a long time ago. I said, I don't want to know anyone that I do not love. I'm not trying to know you. If I don't love you and I don't have the intentions of loving you or even liking you, for that matter, I don't want to know you. I don't have the time to get to know you because my energy is not going into that space. Why I say that? The reason why we don't know ourselves, and because it's so hard for us to get to know ourselves, because we don't love ourselves. We don't love ourselves. And we have these downtrodden conversations with ourselves. We allow the internal emotions within us, the internal feelings within us, to bully us around, to tell us false things about ourselves, which is a true violation. It is a violation, or it becomes a violation, when you begin to believe something that is not true. The misuse of your own divine power is what that is. The misuse of it. If you would have a relationship, a true relationship, sound, concrete within thyself, the things of the world will not trouble your heart, cannot trouble your heart. And all you can say is, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You can say that because you have compassion for the situations and the circumstances that are going on around you. Not only that, you can see where they are and have that compassion. Not meet them where they are, but see them where they are, because you're seeing them from a divine perspective, a divine reality. And in that reality, things are impartial. Things are impartial. There's no really right or wrong. It just is. What if that is? I don't know what it is, and I ain't going to trouble it. I just know that it gives me divine inner peace and a peace that surpasses all others, because at the end of the day, if I have a conversation with someone and I say to them, I'm not thinking about the things of the world, therefore I cannot speak to the things of the world because it troubles and it will tamper, contaminate my inner peace. My inner peace is my only responsibility. I am responsible for my own soul. I am responsible for my own spirit. Therefore, I am responsible for my own destiny. My destiny comes into fruition based on my relationship that I have with my spirit, my soul, the divine, the all that is, and the soul that resides within me that allows me to have this connection with all that is, the one mind. In that one mind is where I live, move, and have my being. And outside of that, nothing else can be created. Nothing else can be created. That is where my love is. And I challenge you to love yourself. You love yourself by sitting with yourself and beginning to tell yourself the good, telling yourself good things. Turn the other cheek. Now, for me, when I say turn the other cheek, don't look to the left nor the right. Stay focused on your relationship with you and you. with you and you. Don't look to the left or the right, because as soon as you do, guess what? You subject yourself to it. You subject yourself to it. Stay focused and press forward towards the love that is within you. Come into yourself. Come to yourself. Get yourself out of the pig pen, like the prodigal son. Get yourself out of the pig pen. Get yourself, come to yourself by talking to yourself and realizing this is not the divine. And if I was created from the likeness and the image of that divine source, that one spark, this cannot be my last thought. This cannot be my thought. This cannot be a way in which I think it of myself. It cannot be. And you begin to think of yourself in different ways. If God is love, if God is love, why can't you love yourself? If God is love, and we were created out of the image and the likeness of that love, why is it so hard, or why is it such a challenge for you to come to yourself and love yourself? And maybe this is why. And I only speak from experience. It's hard to look at yourself. It's hard to look at the wounds that you have endured over time, be healed. It's hard to look at a bleeding wound. It's hard to look in the mirror and know that you're bleeding. Okay? That is it's very hard and it's challenging, but you can do it. It's not impossible. Because with the divine, all things are impossible. With God, all things are possible. However, it becomes possible when you believe that you have already received that. Now, I understand that people may have a thing about belief and, you know, just throwing words around. But, hey, for me and my house, in order for me to have come to know thyself and love thyself, there had to be a belief that was in me that ignited the potential and the possibilities for me to do such. And I say that because whatever I have, you have it too. We all have it, and we're all connected. If we were not all connected, I would not feel and have compassion for people who suffer. I would not even, there would be no need for an empath because that's what an empath does. It feels, it's all inclusive. It includes all, and it's impartial to your color, your creed, your culture, whatever else you want to use to divide and separate yourself from people. We are an indivisible visual. We are not separated from ourselves. But when we begin to reach out of ourselves, that is when we become divided. That is when we become divided. And that is the greatest misuse of divine power. Denying the power thereof. That is within you. That's what I consider a sin, is when I misuse the divine power that is within me to create a life of divinity, or to live a life within the divine plan of all that is and all that will ever be. If you want to loosen yourself from the chains, the bonds that bind you, and be free from yourself, because whatever you're looking at on the outside, if it is affecting you in some kind of way, it's only a reflection of what is going on inside of you. There's a discordance within you. There's a misalignment within you. And you have to go back within yourself to find out where, how, when, and who. That's how I did it. That's how I did it. And that's how I still do it. I cannot be troubled, and I cannot allow my heart to be troubled unless I give you consent, unless I give the situation or the condition the consent to trouble me. But you will know circumstances or conditions can trouble my heart. So, you know, love thyself. That's what Yeshua came to do. He came to tell you about this cosmic love. And as you reach into this cosmic love, you have access to divine possibilities, probabilities, providence, prosperity. Matter of fact, prosperity won't even look, feel, or even taste the way that it used to taste when you were not in connection with the divine. It looks completely different. You become completely content with the divine that is within you, and understanding without a shadow of a doubt that it is divine that will supply all of your needs. The law of nature is the shepherd. The law of nature is the shepherd. Therefore, you shall not want. You shall not want. The law of nature is what maketh you to lie down in green pastures, leadeth you beside the still waters, and restore your soul. You know why it restores your soul? Because it frees you from yourself. That truth, that one truth, tell the world. I will tell the world and anyone whom I come in contact with. I will tell them of this one truth. But that one truth cannot make you free unless you give and you surrender unto the divine plan. Because we have free will. You always have choice. You always have choice. As you come to love yourself, you begin to know yourself better. You begin to access the depthness of who you are from a spiritual reality. And in doing so, you can demonstrate divine authority. You can demonstrate divine authority. If you have not come to love thyself, nor know thyself, you cannot demonstrate divine authority. You cannot. Can't, because to enter into the kingdom of the divine that is within you, the sword and the shield would have to be dropped, and anything that will hurt or harm or damage, and trust to be given over unto trust. Trust. In God we trust. In God I trust. I trust that God will supply all of my needs. I trust that any cares that I may have, I can cast it over to that source. I can cast it. I can dissolve it within myself. I can go within myself and work within myself, the mental equivalence and the capacity of myself, and dissolve it because the one mind is my mind, and it is my mind now, and in that mind is where I will live, move, and have my being. I pray that all will be well and that my words may touch you, provoke you, and make you think. Think about yourself. Think about yourself. And with that, I will close out and I say to you all, stay blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, and keep it real, because you are the creator of your reality. Namaste.